Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Boyle, Brian Haynes, indeed, courtside here at Michigan Center High School on a short notice, rescheduled game that we're glad to get to see because I remember highly anticipating this contest, and then the tablecloth ripped out from under us as the cold weather canceled school and games for that night, so they got it back on the schedule. We got our act together so we could be here to bring you live coverage of this rugged Cascades Conference matchup between the Hanover Horton Comets and the Michigan Center Cardinals. Brian, glad to be back in Ray Haynes Gymnasium with you.
I am happy to be here with you too, Steve. And yeah, you said canceled due to cold. Who cares if it's cold outside? Let's play some ball, man. It's hot in here. It's got a big, good crowd already. I expect to see some hot shooting.
Yeah. And that temperature analogy was something just off the top of your head. That wasn't even scripted.
No, I've been thinking about that for about a week and a half.
It does feel warm in here.
It is warm in here.
And, both of these teams have been up and down a little bit on the season, but still in the thick of it as far as the conference championships are concerned. Michigan Center coming in here 13-4 on the year, 10-2 overall. Those kind of record numbers are starting to feel like par for the course for Travis Gatti teams. They always find themselves at the top of the conference, it seems. And this year's team is talented, but it's been a little up and down. So they had a 9-game win streak going on at one point in the year. They lost their opening game to Chelsea, won 9 straight after that. Since then, though, they're 4-3 in their last 7, and that's been troubling, I suppose. A team that was going red hot against Grass Lake, they go on the road against that unbeaten Warriors team. They lose that one 39-34. They lost on the road at Columbia Central 46-44. So kind of struggling to score points, it looks like, a little bit against these teams. And that's because they're playing Cascades Conference-style basketball. Rugged, black and blue, and just kind of going out there and maybe mucking it up and trying to come out on top at the end.
Yeah, and you talk about Coach Gatti saying it's a little up and down. And it seems to be, talking to him, just closing out games. They've had at least 3 of those games where they had 5-point leads, even a couple of them with like less than 2 minutes to go that couldn't hold on. So this game, what we anticipate being a close one, we'll see which team can close it out tonight.
Well, I think Hanover Horton, they come in at 11-6 overall, but 9-3 in the league. And again, they're right at the top. Columbia Central is 11-2. Hanover Horton and Jonesville are tied at 9-3 on top of their half of the Cascades Conference. And they're coming in off a win over Adrian Lenaway Christian. They've got losses at Grass Lake 53-48, at Jonesville 51-43, and then a home loss against Leslie 67-62. I don't think Hanover Horton gets beat by a lot. They stay in these games. They're always going to be around because they play good fundamental basketball. They share the rock around. And they have one exceptionally talented scorer in Luke Soper. He is probably going to end his high school career as the all-time leading scorer, rebounder, and three-point shooter in Hanover Horton history. And this is a good program to have those kind of records in.
I was going to say, well, Hanover hasn't been the story at all, so that's no big. No, I'm just kidding. That program's been the gold standard in Jackson area. So, yeah, if you're holding some records at Hanover, you've accomplished something, that's for sure.
Yeah, so the noteworthy for Hanover Horton, too, this game feels a little bit big. The rest of their season's pretty big. They've got coming up February 7th, a home game against Jonesville. February 11th on the road at Columbia Central. If they were to go out and win those, they're Cavers champs. If they don't, they're not. That's kind of how it goes. They hold their own destiny in their hands. And it starts tonight here on the road, Ray Haynes Gymnasium against this very good Michigan Center Cardinals team. I think we're in for a good one tonight. I don't think there's going to be any lack of aggressiveness. I don't think there's going to be any love lost. And I think we're going to see good basketball.
Yeah, you mentioned, too, the styles of play just lend itself to close games. Both teams will be patient. We'll see some long possessions. You know, both will get out and run when the opportunity's there, but they'll be patient. And we see Hanover, they always just run their stuff well. You know, there's a lot of screens and flashes, and you know, Soper does a lot of the shooting, and the other guys are kind of just patient and okay. It's like they've accepted their role, and which is, you know, that's smart. If you have a stud like him, this is an equal opportunity game. If you're the man, you deserve to get 25 shots. And I don't know if he'll get them tonight, but we'll see.
And I'll say both of these teams, in my estimation and what I've seen over the last few years even under these coaches, they're going to be in the passing lanes. You can't casually dribble. You can't casually pass. You got to be deliberate about everything because there will be steals, and those will turn into fast break points. And, I think it's going to be that kind of an up-and-down contest tonight, back and forth with these two teams going at it.
Yeah, and those steals turning into points are huge in a game like this because both teams do play good man-to-man half-court defense, and it's hard to just get a half-court bucket. So, you know, whatever team can get more turnovers and get points off those, that could be our winner tonight.
No doubt. Well, let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups, get things closer to tip-off. Quick end to the JV game. Hanover Horton dominant in that JV tilt. And it's been a long time since I've seen a Michigan Center JV team lose at all, let alone by 30 points. But Hanover Horton got a good program up and coming, and they're going to be good for several years, and they're good right now. So we'll see that when we come back. 3 minutes on the pregame on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
It's always a great day to be a Comet. From our thriving fine arts programs with band, choir, and art offered to grades K through 12 to engineering classes at the middle and high school and successful athletic programs, Hanover Horton Schools offer a special way for every student to channel their creativity. All this with a welcoming environment and caring teachers and staff ready to help every student reach their full potential. For more information, visit HanoverHorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, building a brighter future, one student at a time. Go Comets!
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. Live coverage brought to you by Hanover Horton Schools tonight. Thank you to Hanover Horton Schools supporting the Comets on the radio. Also, additionally, Lomar Machine and Tool. Your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. They've been committed to their customers, employees, and community since 1976, leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries.
I think if you're Hanover and you're going to sponsor a game, that's good karma. Like, that's just smart. How are you going to lose the game that you're sponsoring, right?
I think so. I mean, there's something to say about that. Although, I think we had a game where Hanover Horton and Hanover Horton and Columbia Central were both sponsors.
Yeah. Well, that, they cancel out then. Then it means nothing.
But in this case, Michigan Center hasn't given us any money. So, also, thank you to Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our free throw sponsor tonight. Brian, what are the starting lineups for these two teams?
Well, for the Comets of Hanover Horton, we have a full house. We have seniors over sophomores. We have the three seniors include Brady Tamlin, Channing Hall, and Luke Soper, the pair of sophomores, J.J. Russ and Brody Bialy.
All right, how about for the Michigan Center Cardinals?
For the Cardinals, junior-dominated lineup with junior Landon Sharp, Travis Collins, Jaden Watson, and then we have sophomore Trey Collins and the lone senior in the Cardinal starting lineup, Spencer Berkeypile.
All right, we've seen that. Starting lineup kind of slide around a little bit with, like, Landon Sharp being in this time. Who do we have in there before? I feel like we had somebody different.
Henry Wright started some.
Maybe even Caden Layton, but.
Yep. They've kind of, that fifth starter's kind of been a rotating door, although I think Landon Sharp, who I'll call Frenchie, you know, with his permission.
Yeah.
Frenchie's been in there the last few games.
All right. Well, I saw him when I arrived. And I said, "What's up, Frenchie?" And he gave me kind of a half-real, half-fake laugh. So we'll stick with Sharp, perhaps, during the broadcast tonight as we get closer to tip-off here. Let's go ahead and take one more three-minute break while they do the starting lineups here in the gym and the anthem. And when we come back, we'll tip things up Michigan Center and Hanover Horton. Rugged Cascades Conference Boys Varsity Basketball here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Carry Interior has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, still pregame here as they introduce the starting lineups on the floor. Glad to be here tonight and ready to go. We got a lot of basketball this week on WKHM. We're here tonight. You and I are at Grass Lake tomorrow night, Manchester, visiting our first chance to see the unbeaten Grass Lake Warriors, at least our first chance. And then Friday night, there's another game on. Won't be us, though.
But what about JC Wednesday?
Jackson College on Wednesday, too.
Yeah.
Fox Sports 101.9
FM. I'm just going to hang out with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, you'll be sick of me by Thursday.
Oh, never. Steve, back to this game, you know, we talk about some of the inconsistencies that these teams see. One thing I do want to mention about Michigan Center's team, Hayden Hinkle, who we've enjoyed watching him play just about as much as any kid in the area the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a small school like one of these schools and you lose a guy like that, it's just hard to replace. And that they haven't, you know, tried the next man up. But, boy, he is definitely one of their best defenders. Took charges like mad. Yeah. Could guard 1 through 5, could handle the ball, could score. You know, that's just a player that's hard to replace.
Yeah, good length, good size, but good ball handler, can shoot. Basically, three-point shot in. Will make defensive plays, like you mentioned. Can block shots. Gritty player. So they lose that a little bit. They're going to come out here and give their best effort. I like even just the matchup in the jump circle here with Soper and Watson. Watson is just an athletic big. I think he kind of considers himself maybe even more of a stretch four. Soper got to the ball first. Tapped it out of bounds, though. It'll be Michigan Center ball.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. You know, we talk about Hayden Hinkle. He would be probably guarding Luke Soper. That'd be his assignment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing we'll see some Spencer Berkey Pyle, some Travis Collins. They'll probably run a couple different bodies at him.
Yeah, Berkey Pyle took on the assignment of guarding Maverick Hammond in that matchup when Michigan Center played Western and did a great job shutting him down to get the Cardinals a win. Here Trey Collins makes a drive to the basket, knocked down in the paint. Goes out of bounds, no call. Physical to start here.
Yeah. Well, you talked about the rugged Cascades, and there you go. Little Big Ten. Coach Gaddy asking about it.
Yeah.
That was a lot of contact.
It appeared to be a lot of contact. We're on the other end of the court, but I see what Coach Gaddy saw. Comets ball, top of the key. Working around here, Brody Bialy going to put on the deck into the elbow. Now backs it back out. Now looks to spin in the air. Floater bounces around. No good. Rebounded Trey Collins. He'll look to run for the Cardinals up the right sideline. Collins set up on the wing. Now goes into the paint. Backs it out into the corner. French goes back to Collins. Drives back out to French. Watson out near the top. Step inside the arc. Picks a drive to the basket. Changes. Gets his own rebound. It looked like there was a box-out battle, and the ball went the wrong way. Watson comes back, gets his own loose ball. Now he'll go to the free throw line on a foul. Missed a couple shots here, but chance to earn him at the charity stripe.
Yep, that's going to get Brady Tamlin with his first foul. you know, Coach Gaddy was telling me Watson Saturday, they played a tough Onstad team and said he had 12 and 10, and that was in about 11 minutes because of foul trouble. So double-double, even though playing limited minutes.
He's got a rebound and now a free throw make. Puts the Cardinals up 1-0, just underway here with 7:05 to play first quarter.
It's part of Watson's game that's really improved since we saw him. You know, he used
even
to struggle
from
as a freshman even. 2-for-2 there. He didn't even let the announcer jinx take place.
2-0 Cardinals. Soper brings it up the floor for the Comets. Picks it up at the top of the key. High post for Tamlin. It's knocked away. Tamlin does get it back. Recovers it, but gets it out to Bialy. Tamlin swings it around. Open look on the right wing. And a knockdown triple there for J.J. Russ. And it's a 3-2 lead for the Comets.
And that Hanover squad's a much different team if they can get some of those triples from somebody other than Soper.
Collins with the ball now for the Cardinals on the drive. Gets into the paint. Jump stop up in the air. No good. Rebound. Batted away from Tamlin. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch. Comets. Yeah, we saw on this end briefly a near steal there by the Cardinals and in the scramble. Hanover Horton still kept their spacing and got that open look. But, again, Michigan Center and Hanover both look to steal away those casual passes. Or, you know, a guy gets in the high post. Somebody's going to double down. Watson on the high post. He goes into the lane, and he's going to get a reach. It's going to go against Channing Hall. And another foul drawn by Jaden Watson being aggressive into the high post area.
Yeah, you know, we see him sometimes kind of get in love with being outside, but he's taking it in strong right now. I'm liking to see that.
They pass it into him outside the arc. Puts it on the deck, crossing over against Hall. Now goes to the basket, into the air, passes it out. Trey Collins stops, pulls up, no good. Rebound tapped, and Soper's got it, looking to run. He's got J.J. Russ ahead of everyone. Doesn't see him. Soper takes it in. Little fader with the left hand is good. And a 5-2 lead for Hanover Horton.
That shot was good. And how good is that little mid-range game that he always has? Nice, smooth lefty.
That I still believe that kind of top, stop and pull up ability, if you have it, instead of leaning into the defense to just stop and get it from close range. What a drive there by Collins. He's been trying to find some space in the lane. That time he gets an extra step, goes baseline, layup. Bunny there, and it's 5-4. Comets lead by one with the ball. Soper at the top right side. Now Tamlin. Top of the key, Soper. He'll pull up off the heel for three, and now Sharp taps it to Watson. Watson gives it up to Trey Collins, running the floor for the Cardinals. 5:18 to play, 5-4 Comets. Cardinal ball. Trey gives it up to Travis Collins. I feel like that's his first touch.
Yeah.
And the first touch for Berkey Pyle, and he fires a triple. Watson again with a rebound. He's got the putback, and it's 6-5 Cardinals lead. A couple, three rebounds, I think, at this point for Jaden Watson.
There was nobody there to box out. That's as easy as grab and putback as you're going to find.
I'm waiting for him to start dunking those. They tried to feed Tamlin at the high post. Watson gets his hand in the cookie jar, knocks it away. Out to Russ. He'll fire another triple off the heel. Long rebound goes to Hall into the lane. Elevates, no good. And Collins got a hand on it. That's Travis Collins, but it goes out of bounds off of him, and it'll be Comet basketball.
Yeah, Steve, Russ not necessarily ever showing us like a consistent three-point stroke, so you make that first one, you don't ever know if that's good or bad.
Yeah. As long as they're good looks when he takes them, they're probably all right.
Yeah. Yep.
By Alley over to Soper on the wing. He'll give it up to the top for Russ. Swing it back left side. By Alley had a look at it. Takes it off the dribble on to the high post. Backs it out to Tamlin. He can hit that triple. He fires that one. Grenade there. Watson on the rebound gets the run out to Collins. And hustling down to knock it away is Channing Hall. And it'll say Cardinal ball, but it won't be a layup for Collins. Good defensive hustle for the Comets. Cardinals lead at 6-5 with 4:16 to play first quarter.
We love watching Channing Hall's hustle. We saw that against Columbia, too.
Yep. Cardinals inbound. Sharp gets up to the top for Watson. Looking to go off the dribble. Gets a step on Soper. Gets in and good power move there. Soper on his heels and Watson off to a hot start here. 8-5 Cardinals.
I might have to just stand there and take one, and I know that's not fun. Take one from Watson, but he's kind of a little out of control there.
Yeah. Able to gather and make the score. Here's a drive by Russ into a double team out to Soper. Fires a three. That's going to go off heel. High up and by Alley. Able to get past the Sharp box out. Makes the rebound. Second chance opportunity here for the Comets. By Alley gets a step. Scoops. scores it off the window. Good under control drive there by Baielli.
Nice move from the sophomore.
8-7, Cardinals up by one. We get a timeout on the floor. Let's take a 30-second break. 3:32 to play. Cardinals lead it on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
After the timeout, Watson to inbound here. Trey Collins, starter still on the floor for Michigan Center. And we get a substitution for the Comets. It looks like we get into the game for the first time. Jack Wooster. Trey Collins deep, or excuse me, Travis Collins deep on the floor now into the corner for Sharp. He's going to skip it across to Trey Collins out near midcourt. Now to the high post for Watson. He turns and looks. A couple jab steps on the deck. Spins. Gets in deep. Into the air. And a nice touch. If Watson gets in that deep, it is really tough to defend. And that spin move got him so close.
Assistant coach Ray Hall said they're going to be looking for Watson a lot and early. And so far, he's not lied to us.
He's got 8 of their 10. Good offense there by the Comets. Spin move and getting into the lane. Dropped it off for a missed layup. Soper doing what he's done better than anyone in school history with a rebound. And on the putback attempt, we're going to get a foul. I think the foul is on the floor. Sharp's going to get a break and into the game now for Michigan Center comes Kane Hayes.
Henry Wright.
Henry Wright. I was looking at the JV roster. Wooster down to the block for Soper. Makes a move into a triple team in the paint. Able to swipe it out to the back. Kept it from turning over. Comets keep it. Wooster gets a lick from the top. Won't take it. Cut for Soper, and he mishandles it. But able to bounce it back over to Baielli. And they'll re-space here. 2:27 to go. 10-7 Cardinals. Comet ball. Hall on the wing. Now out to the top for Wooster. Hands off there to Soper. In the passing lane as Collins gets the loose ball. Fast break here. Collins tries the Euro step, holds on to it. Good hustle again defensively to make it tougher. Travis Collins does finish it, and it's 12-7 Cardinals. And Baielli out on the floor here in the perimeter. Gives it into Hall in the corner. Now back to the top at Baielli. Right out to guard him. Baielli starts to work left. Now moves back to the right. Now down the lane. Good under control drive again. He looks good going to the basket. Didn't finish. Went with the left hand. Rebounded by Michigan Center.
Yeah, that's tough. You just got to keep guys on their left side and make it hard on them.
Berkey foul. Collins. Now back to the top. Trey Collins. Soper out there matched up on him. Collins. They switch. Trey Collins gives it up to Berkey Powell, fires a quick release, three-pointer, goes offside rim, right with the offensive rebound. Out to Trey Collins, deep triple, no good. Soper in with the rebound there, and he'll bring it up the floor now, gives it up right side for Baielli. Sets up on the right wing, works his way around to the top, now gives it up there. Jab step and drive into the game now for the Comets, Braylon Sales. And he'll give it up to Baielli, deep two-point shot, no good, rebound. And it's Sales who had it, and he's going to get fouled on the loose ball. That'll go against Michigan Center and Henry Wright.
That was a good box out by Braylon Sales there. Appeared to be 50-50 ball, but Sales just boxed him out, got underneath him, and drew that foul.
Under a minute to play first quarter, 12-7 Cardinals, Comet ball. Wooster inbound from the baseline. Wallbaum into the game now for the first time for Hanover Horton. Quite a contraption on his right ankle. As Soper takes a little fader on the baseline after the inbound, it's missed and rebounded by Michigan Center.
About that Miles Finch box out too, hasn't it? We're seeing a lot of box outs.
Good fundamentals so far, and just 12-7 our score. Bradley gets an open look in for the Cardinals, and halfway down and comes out. Rebounded by Hall. Comets now on the offense with 30 seconds. Soper pump fakes a deep three, gives it into the corner. Instead, missed by Sales. Goes after a little collision there, knocks Bradley down Comets keep it with 23 seconds. Soper at the top working against Bradley. Crosses, gets into the lane, all the way to the bucket. Good power move, and of course the soft finish at the basket by Soper, and it's 12-9.
Yeah, Soper recognized they got that switch off, and he had Bradley, and he's kind of licking his chops at that matchup.
Collins goes across the tray. He'll take a deep three at the buzzer. Hits the bottom of the net. As the buzzer sounds, Trey Collins for three. 15-9 Cardinals after one. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes after one. Cardinals lead it by six. Comets with the ball to start the second quarter. By Ellie out on the perimeter. Gets it over into the corner. J.J. Ross with a three. That one's off rim. Rebounded by Henry Wright. Tough rebound there by Wright. Gets it out to Collins. Trey running the break. And the penetration double comes. Stops, gets hung up down in the paint, looking for somebody to bail him out. Now the defense leaves him, and he splits him for the layup. Trey Collins, patient down there.
Now that's how you teach. That needs to be a film to teach young players some patience. Like George Niang down there at Iowa State.
17-9, Cardinals lead. There's a missed shot by Soper, and a rebound by Hull, and just can't get it to go. They get it into the hands of Trey Collins. He's got five straight for the Cardinals. Into the corner for Bradley for three, and that's long. Rebound, Trey Collins. Now the reverse lane. 7-0 run for Trey Collins. 19-9, a 10-point lead for the Cardinals. Yeah, Soper will bring it up here for the Comets.
That personal 7-0 run's happening in about 58 seconds, too.
Yeah. 6:54 to go, first half, 19-9. Cardinals lead it. Russ at the top, over the left side for Bialy, and we're getting a whistle away from the ball against Brady Tamlin. So, moving on the screen on there, it looks like.
Boy, Steve, the Cardinals have done a great job right now of making Luke Soper's life difficult. He does have 4 points, but he's working for everything. They're bringing two, sometimes three guys at him.
High post for Watson into the corner for Bradley. Tried to feed it back to Watson. It's knocked away. Comets with capitalizing on the turnover here. Tamlin skips it across. Bialy sets his feet, gets a triple away, and that one falls. That'll end the Cardinals' run. Cuts the lead back to seven. 6:22 to go, first half.
Bialy's a good-looking sophomore.
Having a nice game out there. High post for Watson. He turns the face. Double team's kind of coming. Now he goes through it anyway. Powers it up. Misses. Gets his own rebound, but has it bounced away. Berkey Pyle saves it out. The Cardinals keep possession. Watson off the dribble, and that one's going to be an offensive foul. And that's what you said, Brian. He's kind of attacking with reckless abandon, and sometimes that makes you ripe for an offensive foul call.
Yeah, and look who that was. Channing Hall. We talked about him. He's willing to stick his body in there.
6:06 to play here, first half, 19-12. The Cardinals still in front. Couple turnovers, though, on the last couple trips. We'll see if the Comets can get a bucket here.
It's like Cade Layton in for Michigan Center for the first time tonight.
Travis Collins back in, going to give Trey a breather. It's Berkey Pyle, Collins, Finch, and Watson joining the aforementioned Caden Layton.
I'm guessing Trey will be back in there within a minute.
Got Ross trying to find Soper on the cut. And the back cut pass just didn't connect. Out of bounds. Turnover there by the Comets.
Yeah, that was one where Soper cut back door and kind of stopped, didn't think he was open, and the passer threw it. You got to keep going. We talk about that.
High post for Watson, gets it out to Finch, now into the corner. Berkey Pyle never met a triple he didn't like to take. Got that one up, quick trigger, missed it. Rebounded by the Comets.
Never met a triple I didn't like to eat. I had a Wendy's triple baconator today.
Oh, man. What's that, about 3,000 calories?
I went to the gym.
Comets turn it over. Cardinals get it back. Travis Collins on the wing. Berkey Pyle in the corner. If you want a three, you can get it. Down to Watson on the block. He backs it in. Puts it up soft, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and draws the foul. It's a little push in the midsection, and Wise play to throw it up on the rim, and it goes down. That'll send Watson back to our Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, where he's been successful so far tonight. 21-12, Cardinals lead, can make it a 10-pointer again.
That was just a frustration push by Hall there. He was mad, I think, about the rebound that Watson made, and he kind of just two-hand shoved him in the midsection on the way up. That was an easy one.
A forearm shiver. Watson makes the free throw. 22-12, 10-point lead for the Cardinals. 5:16 to go first half. Trey Collins back into the game. Meanwhile, the Comets counter with Soper, Russ, Bialy, Tamblyn, and Braylon Sales. Move from the wing into the paint for Soper. And like you said, he gets in there, gets the shot up, missed it. He'll get two free throws, but nothing coming easy for Luke Soper tonight so far. That's the looks like the Cardinals' game plan. He's going to have to earn it at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
And when you have a player as talented as Soper, that's kind of what your game plan has to be in high school. You got to make somebody else do the beating. An uncharacteristic miss there for Soper at the line. We don't see that very often.
I wouldn't count on it happening a lot tonight either. Second one is good. Lead down to 9. Cardinal basketball on the free throw make by Soper. Trey Collins up the floor. Couple crosses. Makes a move to the basket. Gets a step. Gets down. Double team. He finds a way to shift around the double team again and gets a layup out of it. Just a couple pivots, and he finds a little space, gets the shot up, and scores it. 24-13, Trey Collins having a night.
It's like he's taking it personally on by Alley.
Comets working the perimeter, as they're known to do. J.J. Russ has it at the top. Holden skips it down to the baseline for Tamlin, backs it out, and a three-point look for Sales. It's going to go off the heel, long rebound, chase into the corner, and Tamlin goes up high, and knocks the Cardinal player to the floor. That's Caden Layton who goes down hard, but everybody's back up.
Steve, I have that being Tamlin's third.
He's going to get a little break with 4:22 to go first half.
Steve, is that a John Walbum sighting that we have? He's been out all year due to it.
This is his second appearance tonight.
Okay.
I mentioned it. I didn't get a chance to go into detail as the offense continues to work here for the Cardinals, and a three-point look for Layton. After going down hard in the corner, didn't hurt his jump shot. Nothing but net on that one. 27-13. Cardinals lead. We'll get a full timeout from the Comets bench. We'll take a 60-second break as well. 27-13 right now. The Cardinals lead with 4:03 to play in the half on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Comet ball out of the timeout. Let's see what they draw up. Wooster's got it on the wing. Now out to Wahlbaum at the top. Right wing for Soper. Working against Travis Collins, taking on the assignment. Wooster, they switch off. Gets a shot up. No good. Rebounded. Sales, and his jump hook is good. Second chance points there for the Comets.
Comets needed that one. It's been a drought. They're having a hard time in this half-court setting.
Cut it to 12 here, 27-15, 3.5 to play. Trey Collins off the dribble. He's been able to go one-on-one here, get down deep, pivot around, and find some space. Doesn't do it this time. Backs it out to Berkey Pyle. Now gives it up to Watson on the right wing. He makes a move, takes a one-footed jump shot there from the free-throw line area, and knocks it down.
It's like Trey Collins and Jaden Watson just taking turns out there.
29-15, Soper. Nice little move there. Didn't do much, but get a step on Travis Collins. Get all the way into the rim. They challenged it, but he's great at finishing around the bucket. 29-17, nice move, Soper. Collins gets a step. Tries to go in with the left hand. Squeezes it up, but can't get it to fall. Wahlbaum with the rebound. Gets it out to Sales. Comets in the half court. Out to Wahlbaum, looking to go past Watson. Gets into the paint, goes to the right side, scoops, and he scores it. He elevated off of that, that brace.
Yeah.
Right ankle.
His dad was telling me about that special brace. I want to say it came from maybe Notre Dame or some college that somebody they knew.
Wow. He's able to be mobile out there, and he's took it all the way to the rack. Cardinals in the half court. Airball three-pointer by Sharp. Travis Collins with a rebound. Puts it up, misses. Now Watson's going to get a step into the basket, and he scores the layup. Pushes the lead back to 12 for the Cardinals. 2:06 to play in the half. Little run there by the Comets, but another offensive rebound attempt here for the Cardinals, and they scored it. Half-court Comets. Sails to the right side by Ellie to the top for Soper. Collins there to check him. Wahlbaum going off the dribble again. Gets in and scoops. Leaves that one short. Maybe challenged a little more on that one. You can tell he's not running full on on that ankle, but it doesn't look like it's hurting him.
Has just that little hitch, doesn't he?
Yep.
But he is a guy that I know Coach Birch was counting on this year and hadn't been able to play until recently.
Collins gets a step all the way into the lane, and there's a finger roll layup. That's a tough job right now for Sales to try and stay in front of Trey Collins. Collins with a bucket, 33-19. The score, get another timeout on the floor, but let's keep it here on the broadcast with 87 seconds to play till the half. Coverage brought to you by Hanover Horton Schools.
Steve, you're saying tough job. Trey Collins already with 13 in this half. And you're right, he's making some of those just pretty easily.
Yeah.
As is Jaden Watson. They got to get on Jaden Watson's right hand. Mm-hmm. You let him go right with a head of steam, you're either going to foul him or he's going to put it in.
The thing is, if they do step out on that right hand, he spins away, and then he has that little jumper in the lane that he'll elevate, and they can't get up with him. He's pretty athletic. He's not a big in the sense that he's going to go back anybody up. He's not going to want to set on the block. He likes to set up at the high post and take his guy from there, get a step past him, and go in there with the layup. So we'll see if they adjust to that. He's been doing that since he was a freshman.
Yeah, I agree with you. He uses his height in a different way, doesn't he?
Because, he makes those bigger guys have to come out and guard him out there where he's faster than them. Soper, what a nice move there. Got himself just enough space, a little fader, knocks it down, 33-21.
That was good Cardinal defense there, but just Soper just having better offense.
Yep. Minute to play, first half, 33-21, Cardinal ball. Travis Collins. They give him some space, he'll fire that triple, and it's nothing but net there. He hit one to end the first quarter. Now he's got one here late in the second quarter, and it's 36-21 Cardinals.
And if he can do that, what do? You come up on him, he's going around you.
Yep, that's a threatening player out there. Soper working against Collins. Picks up the dribble, backs it out. There's Wooster, on the left wing. Skips it across Soper, high post. Oh. Tough jump hook, but again, almost got it to go. Trey Collins rebound. Soper coming in and had that forearm out. Caught Collins a little high up. Get some contact. That's going to be on Soper. With 25 seconds, Cardinals will get the ball. Probably hold it for one near the end of the half.
You would think so. Boy, see, that's about the third Hanover frustration foul. That looked like Soper, again, angry that he was forced into a tough shot. Couldn't quite get the rebound, and he just kind of stuck that forearm out and made an easy call for the referees.
15-point lead for the Cardinals with the ball and the clock on their side. Bialy looks like he's the one who's going to have to check Trey Collins, although they're playing a little zone here right now with 11 seconds, 10 seconds. Collins going to work. High post for Watson. Skips it. Travis Collins open three. No good. Watson gets up for the rebound. Put back. No. Still time. And Wallbaum's going to clear it out of there. Watson had three pretty good tries at it. Point blank. Could have get it to fall. We get to the halftime. 36-21 lead for your Michigan Center Cardinals. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here at the half. When we come back, we'll get the numbers and talk about the first half of action. Michigan Center leading by double digits. Unexpected to me, but that's what we have here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
It's always a great day to be a Comet. From our thriving fine arts programs with band, choir, and art offered to grades K through 12 to engineering classes at the middle and high school and successful athletic programs, Hanover Horton Schools offer a special way for every student to channel their creativity. All this with a welcoming environment and caring teachers and staff ready to help every student reach their full potential. For more information, visit HanoverHorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, building a brighter future, one student at a time. Go Comets!
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company. Inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Halftime here at the Ray Haynes Gymnasium. Our live coverage brought to you by Hanover Horton Schools. And don't forget, Lomar Machine and Tool. I read all of that stuff from them that first time. But I just appreciate that Lomar Machine and Tool always gets on and supports Hanover Horton. If it's a football game, basketball game on the radio, they jump on. So thanks to Lomar Machine and Tool for supporting high school basketball on the radio, particularly Hanover Horton High School basketball. And the Comets are going to need some extra support here in the second half, trailing by 15 after two quarters of action. And, Brian, what got us here? How did we get those point totals?
Well, for Hanover Horton, we had two from Braylon Sales, three from J.J. Russ, two from John Walbaum, five from Brody Bialy, and nine from Luke Soper. And, you know, none of those numbers real high. I know the nine for a half is a good half for Luke Soper, but it's been tough sledding for him. He's earned every one of the nine. And, you know, we talked pregame that both teams are going to play good half-court D. Michigan Center has held true to that, and they've made everything tough for Hanover Horton.
I think we saw right away that first move to the basket by Trey Collins, and he got kind of looked like he got knocked down from our perspective. And I said, oh, maybe they're going to let this game be a little physical. I think they did. With the exception of Brady Tamlin, no one really in foul trouble, I don't think. So it's kind of I think we're in for more of that in the second half. I think we will see more trips to the free throw stripe. But tough to get. Yeah, the point's tough to come by for Hanover Horton. Michigan Center, meanwhile, had two guys who were making it look easy out there at times.
Yeah, well, we said they were taking turns, and Trey Collins with 16, Jaden Watson with 15. And those guys are both just kind of, like I said, they've literally kind of taken turns, although Trey went on his own little 7-0 run there, the end of the first quarter into the second. And Caden Layton came in and hit a three, and Travis Collins with the two. So just four guys in the scoring column, but boy, Watson and Collins, Trey Collins.
Yeah.
Been carrying the load.
Interesting, because there were three-point shots to go around for several of the guys, but it was Collins and Watson getting to the basket that really made the difference, although Collins did knock down a couple deep triples. But he seems to have a pretty good, at least today, being kind of choosy when he decides to shoot the long ball, and he's been really looking to get penetration most of the rest of the time, and I think he thinks one-on-one, these guys can't stay in front of him. They've been sending extra guys, but he's been dealing with that pretty adequately as well.
Yeah, and Trey Collins, not real big, not real physical, but he's got a good matchup kind of tonight. Brody Bielli guarding him, also not real big or physical. So Trey's kind of using that, like you said a couple times, just been real patient getting into the lane and just waiting for his right opportunities. And then Jaden Watson's just cleaned up any rebound down there or just doing it on his own as well.
He's got five or six offensive caroms, second chance points, and of course going one-on-one, he's tough to stay in front of as well. And certainly, even if you do, well, it's tough to match him for length and athleticism. He jumps and shoots over you, and it's a tough matchup for anyone, and we've seen that be true for a couple years now, but certainly he was kind of the leading scorer in that win over Western for Michigan Center, and he's shown that he can he's faster than guys who are as tall as him, and if there's guys who are as fast as him, they're not as tall. And so, it's a matchup nightmare if you have to try to guard him. We'll see what they do to answer that. I think we may see a little more zone in the second half for Hanover Horton.
Yeah, I mean, that would stop Trey Collins for you. Better find out where he is. The problem with that, though, is we know Spencer Berkeypile can get hot from three, so all of a sudden now there's two or three guys that you got to pay attention to where they are on the floor. But, hey, pick your poison, right? Right now you're not keeping him out of the lane, so you might have to try something different.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Berkeypile, I think 0-for-3 from beyond the arc in the first half, but they were all kind of quick looks, and I think he's a guy who didn't get any looks early in the game, so when he got a chance to shoot, he kind of rushed it. But I think if he gets a chance to kind of get set against a zone where he maybe gets some better open looks, yeah, he could heat up real quick.
And Hanover, they are going to have to get some stops, but they're going to have to figure out something else on the half court too.
Yep.
And it just can't be Luke Soper bailing them out with tough shots, because again, 9 points isn't a bad half, but that's just four baskets that he has.
And maybe you come out and press a little or trap in the half court or something. You'll see. I think we'll see several different defensive looks in total, just because you got to try something a little different. Well, let's go ahead and take a 90-second break, and we'll come back with the second half of action. Cardinals lead at 36-21 on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, we're just about ready for the second half of action. Looks like the starters on the floor right now for Michigan Center and the Comets as well. Brady Tamlin out there with three fouls. See how he handles that. 8 minutes on the clock, and Michigan Center will take possession to start things here.
Trying to see your prediction of the zone early happens.
Looks like they're coming out man-to-man. Matching up, looks like Soper is going to take on Watson here. And I know he did guard him at times in the first half. There's a steal right away. A little casual Trey Collins pass, and J.J. Russ takes it the distance.
Russ opened the game with a first bucket with a three.
36-23. That's going to wake you up a little bit, too, I think, if you're Trey Collins. You come out, things were coming easy for you in the first half. You give up that turnover that turns into a layup. Come down here and be a little more aggressive, and he got in deep again.
You know, Trey got in deep right then. Hanover sent an extra body at him that time, so didn't just rely on the one-on-one D.
Inbound goes to Watson. The high post against Soper spins. Skips it down to Travis Collins, and he puts it up quick and finishes. Second bucket for Travis, and 38-23. Cardinals sharing the rock a little here. Biali making a drive, gets a step baseline, elevates over Trey Collins. And another good Biali drive, and he does look under control. I think I've said it three times, but sometimes, you know, somebody gets a step and they look like they lose control a little bit. He seems to be under control and doing exactly what he wants with it when he gets on the penetration. Watson with a bit of a double team goes up over it and high glasses it in. Just a little move to the right baseline, elevates and scores at 40-25. Still a 15-point lead with 6:51 to play third quarter.
And four possessions, four buckets for both teams.
Tamlin on the wing for the Comets. Picks up his dribble now right side. Berkey Powell about a step late from stealing it. They give it up in the corner for a three-point shot by Ellie. Missed and rebounded by Michigan Center. That was Berkey Powell grabbing the rebound. Gives it up to Collins. Trey working up the left sideline. Now moves to the middle of the floor at the top of the key. Into the corner, Berkey Powell. Looks at the three. Doesn't take. Gives it up to Watson in the high post. Dribbling through a little traffic. Takes a step on Sober. Passing the corner. Berkey Powell open and set for that one. Short off the rim. Travis Collins tips it to Watson, and now Berkey Powell comes through with a loose ball, but it's knocked away by Biali. Now Berkey Powell gets it, traps it for Watson. Little power step and layup. Out of the chaos, the Cardinals squeeze it, and a layup for Watson, and it's 42-25.
Some fortuitous bounces there for the Cardinals.
They stayed with it, though. J.J. Russ at the top, left side, Tamlin. Watson matched up him going into the box there, and a nice little patient jump hook for J.J. Russ. He's got four and a half, and it's 42-27.
I like Russ underneath the basket.
Yeah.
He's athletic, and he can finish.
Trey Collins got on the wing for the Cardinals. Takes a step, backs it out on Biali. Coming through, and Tamlin kicks it away. It's going to go out of bounds. They'll say it's off of the Comets. It's the right call. Probably should have just been a kick ball.
Steve, we always talk about halftime adjustments. It definitely looks like Hanover's is they're going to bring another body at Collins as he gets into the paint.
Mm-hmm. Travis Collins heads out at the top for the Cardinals into the corner. Sharp's going to dribble out to the wing now to the top. Trey Collins coming around on a cut, and then it looked like they missed him on the pass. It looked like Berkey Powell was going to grab it, but he lets it go out too. Turnover for Michigan Center. Sort of unforced.
Yeah, that kind of went through Berkey Pyle's hands, it looked like. I know he's a big soccer player, just not a goalie. He could have kicked it.
5 minute mark here coming up in the third quarter. 42-27. Soper working to the right side. Hands off to Wallbaum. He was going to take the shot. Watson right there. Wallbaum did keep his feet on the floor, it looked like to me. They get an open look for Bialy in the corner. He misses the three. Watson battling Soper for the rebound. And they're going to say Soper knocked it out.
Yeah, the Michigan Center fans wanted to travel on Wallbaum, but I think you're right. He did. It looked bad. He elevated, but he did keep that toe on the ground. I don't think he came off the ground.
He with the NASA ankle brace. It's weighed down. I think that kept him on the floor. Collins gets into the paint. That's Travis. Gives it up to Watson at the high post, and he elevates for the jumper and scores it. 44-27 with 4.5 to play in the third.
Watson's looked pretty good today, Steve.
Russ on the wing. Nice cut by Wallbaum. Gets in for the layup. Just past the outstretched hand to Watson. And Wallbaum again, not as spry as he might normally look, but still making those layups, and it's 44-29, 4:09 to play. Watson makes a spin move. Tries to drop it down. They skip it into the corner. Travis Collins wide open for three and hits.
Steve, that last Hanover possession looked more like Hanover basketball. Mm-hmm. We had a cutter, and you know, it didn't just look like one-on-one things. You got to continue that.
Bialy brings it up right side. Wallbaum pump fakes. Again, looking at the much taller Watson. Nice cut there. Again, like you said, that's Hanover Horton ball. Back cut. J.J. Russ gets a layup, and we get a timeout from the Comets bench. 30-second timeout. Let's take 30 seconds from the broadcast. 47-31 with 3:43 to play in the third when we come back on WKHM 31.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 3:43 to play third quarter, 47-31. Brought to you by Hanover Horton Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool. Of course, bucked up energy drink. I had the Miami flavor tonight. So I got plenty of energy through this broadcast. 3:37 to go. Trey Collins gets a step into the air. Takes it in and had Wallbaum try to take a charge. It did make him miss the shot. Pile of bodies under the hoop and just a no call. I think Wallbaum was quite deep, and even if he got the charge call, the basket probably would have counted.
Yeah, he was right underneath the hoop.
Yeah. 31-49, and now we're going to reach it on Berkey Pile, looks like. On Soper, 5-on-5 there. Number 5 on number 5. 3:13 left in this one. And 49-31 Cardinals. Comet ball, though. Wallbaum will pass it in from the sideline.
If you're Berkey Pile, that's not a bad foul. You know, again, you're making Luke Soper's life difficult. That's your goal if you're out guarding him tonight.
Travis Collins guarding him right now. Gets his hand in the cookie jar and hits his knockaway. And on the run out, Soper grabs him. So it'll be a foul on Soper. I think that's just his second.
It is.
3:08 to go here, third quarter. Travis Collins just got his hands in the right place. That was good fundamental defense there, keeping that crossover from being a viable move and knocked it away.
Little Gary Payton.
Yeah. Trey Collins on the drive has it knocked away. Channing Hall knocks it out. It'll stay Cardinal ball.
And whenever you mention Channing Hall, it's usually a hustle play that's involved. Another good play defensively by Hall.
Inbound goes to Watson. Out to Trey Collins deep on the left wing. And they'll get a call away from the play. And it's going to go against Caden Layton.
This is a moving screen way away from the ball.
Wasn't even in on the play, yeah.
Clear on the other side.
18-point Cardinal lead here, 49-31, with under 3 to play in the third quarter. Soper comes way back to get the ball, gives it up to Bialy. Takes it into the half court for the Cardinals, or excuse me, the Comets. Wallbaum getting a step, spins into the air. Travis Collins coming in to block it on the double pump. Now he's running the floor. got Soper to beat. Hangs in the air. Soper defended it well. Hall with a near rebound. It goes out of bounds, though, off of him. And it'll be Cardinal ball.
We talk about Wahlbaum returning to the play after being injured, and that was one where it almost looked like he was just going to, like he had his mind made up. It didn't matter. He was going to take that to the hoop.
Too many Cardinal bodies down there to block shots. Watson skips it to Layton at the top. Now Watson comes out to get it at the high post. Gives it up for Layton. Nice little give and go there, Caden Layton. And Watson finds him for a layup. 51-31, 20-point Cardinal lead with 2:22 to play. Cardinals on the defense. Comets moving it around by Elliott at the top. Right side, Wahlbaum. He'll take the three over. Watson's out, starts handing and knock it down.
That was easier than the drive into the Cardinal bodies.
2:04 to play in the third. Cardinals lead cut to 17 here.
Comets need to get a couple back-to-back stops here if they want to make this a game.
Trey Collins at the top working against Sales. Gets a step into the lane and bumped. And we might get Wahlbaum on that one. No, they got Sales. 150 to play.
Steve, we talked about Collins not being very big. I mean, what are you saying? 5'9", 125 maybe?
Yeah.
And sometimes that does play to your advantage. I think there he took that bump and went flying, and, you know, a bigger guy might have stayed on his feet, and they might have let that go.
Collins swishes the free throw from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. I think that that reminds me of, like, Allen Iverson back in the day when he would get, you know, you have this big – he played against Shaquille O'Neal. If Shaquille hits you, you're Allen Iverson. Yeah. You go flying. That's going to get you free throws virtually every time. Allen Iverson great at getting himself to the free throw line.
And the opposite for Shaq. He talked all the time about, you know, he was always getting fouled, but he was just so big and strong they just didn't call it.
Yep.
So you're right.
Collins makes the pair, 53-34, 19-point Cardinal lead. 1:44 to play. Comets with the ball. Wahlbaum deep on the left wing. There's a slew of substitutions for the Cardinals here at the end of the quarter. And Henry Wright gets the rebound. Scoops it to Finch. He'll give it back to Trey Collins. Berkey Pyle and Bradley, the other two out there for the Cardinals. Collins working against Sales. Gets a screen, gets a step. Now switches with Soper on him. Collins gives it up to Finch, coming around the screen. Gets some space, pull up, fader, no good, rebound. Right, working for it, got it. Gives it up to Bradley. And a timeout from Coach Gaddy, a 30-second timeout. We got 72 seconds to play in this quarter. Let's take a 30-second timeout with them. 53-34 Cardinals on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Got it. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes after the timeout. Minute 12 to play here, third quarter. Cardinals up by 19 with the ball. Finch inbounds to Wright coming in. Makes a move to the basket. Nice. Tough move there by Henry. Almost got his own rebound. Instead, it goes the other way. Wahlbaum breaking up the floor for the Comets now. 63 seconds. Hands off. Sherwood into the game for the Comets. There's a move to the baseline for Sales. Scoops it back out to Wooster. Sherwood pumps, drives, gets in the lane all the way in with the lefty finish.
Good move by Cam Sherwood. We haven't seen him much tonight.
No.
We'll see him more if he keeps, and the kind of the mullet.
That's what are the modern mullet.
Yeah, it's kind of like a half a mullet.
Yeah.
A hullet.
30 seconds here, 53-36 Cardinals lead with the ball. Trey Collins holding it down for one here, it looks like. Wright comes to screen. Defense slips it. 18 seconds. They're not ready to start anything yet.
We've seen a lot of good Cardinal movement, but they're just holding it for one. Window dressing.
10 seconds now. They'll go to work. Collins gets a step into the lane, and Sherwood tried to pull the chair out and flop. Didn't work, but I guess it worked because he missed the layup, and now on the other end, Wall Ball making a move to the basket, loses it out of bounds. It'll be a Comet ball.
Yeah, that was definitely a flop. That's in the NBA. That's a technical.
Yeah.
He was on the ground before Collins even got there.
Looked like he was trying to duck. Quarterback slide. Comets miss one at the buzzer at end of three. 53-36. Cardinals lead it right here on WKHM. Back in 60 seconds with the fourth quarter.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 to play in this one, 53-36 Cardinals lead. Comet ball to start the fourth quarter. They really need something. They need a big run and a quick run. Collins with a near steal. Saw that one all the way. Channing Hall kind of telegraphed that pass into the corner. But fortunately, it goes out of bounds. Tamlin will inbound here for the Comets. Out to Soper out on the floor with Travis Collins tracking him. Takes a step, pull up three, short, out of bounds.
Again, Collins, oh, they said that Collins touched it like with a block.
Oh.
Soper will take it. And again, even if that goes in, if you're Michigan Center, you're really happy with the defensive effort and what you're doing to Luke Soper.
He's going to the sideline here for at least a play. Sherwood back into the game. J.J. Russ heads to the top for the Comets. Right wings, Sherwood. Back to Russ at the top. Jab step, he drives in. Corner, Tamlin, three. No, air ball. Rebound, Sherwood. Splits the D, gets in, and scores it.
Sherwood giving the Comets a little boost here in the second half. That's four for him.
Yeah. Where have those minutes been?
Yeah.
Could have used that boost a little earlier. There's a cut for Finch. Gets to the basket. Scoops it over top of Sherwood. And a nice tough make by Finch. 55-38.
Yeah, Finch is another player who battled injuries and didn't play for a long time. And he's a nice piece for the Cardinal puzzle.
Tamlin right wing goes to the block for Russ, backs it in, and a nice power move on Finch. And that's Hall making the play. 55-40, they cut the lead back to 15. That's where it was at the half, 6:47 to go in this one. Collins feeding Watson on the block, backing in against Hall. Double team comes and reaching for Tamlin, so he was able to go quite a ways here in the half without picking up that fourth foul.
Well, they gave that to Hall.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah. So he'll still go longer without picking it up. But now Hall has three.
Hall was, thought like us. That wasn't on me. Travis Collins, the inbound, gets it to Brinkipal here in the corner. Out to the wing for Trey Collins. Left wing, working toward the middle. Screen there from Watson. Goes around it. Watson rolls, goes to Finch on the other wing. Out to the top for Brinkipal. His three goes off the heel. Travis Collins kept alive for a moment. Soper squeezes it, though. Here come the Comets. And Ross got to step on everyone. He'll lay it in. And it's 55-42, 6:18 to go.
All right, they got to get this in single digits if you're the Comets, and you got to do it quickly.
Got to get stops here. Trey Collins going to maybe make this a long possession. Gets a screen from Watson, works his way to the right, now drives. Forced one up, maybe not making the long possession. Yeah. Missed shot, rebounded by Hanover Horton. You like that stop? You get it up to Hall. Left side, and a pump fake by Alley. Haven't called his name much in the second half, but he's working the ball against Finch. Now Tamlin on the right wing. Gets it up to Soper in the right corner. Back out to Tamlin. He's been guarded by Watson a lot this game. Tamlin makes the drive. Too strong off the window. Rebounded by the Cardinals.
See if Trey just pulls this out a little bit.
It's going to be a timeout from the Cardinal bench. No surprise there. Full timeout for Coach Gaddy. He might tell him we're going to draw this out a little bit. 60-second timeout, 60-second commercial break. 5.5 to play when we come back. 55-42 Cardinals on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of timeout, Cardinal ball here. Berkey Powell wide open for three. Miss again. He's about over six, I think. And I'm sure they talked about running some clock, but he got a wide open look there and took the shot. Rebounded by the Comets, though, and they can cut it closer here. Soper gets a look for three, and it's a 10-point game.
Yeah, see, when they called that timeout, you said it, and I was pretty sure Coach Gaddy would be telling them, slow down. We don't even need to score. Plus, they can't really put that much pressure on Trey. He'll go around you.
Mm-hmm. He goes around this time into the paint. Pivot step and gets the shot to go. I can still see it looks like Coach Gaddy's saying, what are we doing? We can run it this game down. Let's shorten it. Tamley gets open look for three. That goes up long. Rebounded by Sharp, and Collins going to get it. Watson running the floor. Gets a step. Loses the ball. Almost out of bounds. Sharp dribbles it off his foot. Has to dive on it. And let's see what we get for a call over here. Timeout from Coach Gaddy. Is that... Did they give him the timeout?
They awarded it to him, even though I'm not sure there was possession. Good, smart play. And, boy, I hope Coach Gaddy's over there saying, hey, guys, it's okay to have one-minute possessions. Pull it out, make Hanover come guard you, and then if they come out, go ahead and go around them. You can still get a layup. You don't have to go in the complete stall.
Yeah, we had a loud clap there from Coach Gaddy. We'll keep it here on the timeout, by the way. Thank you to Aspen Lauer Heating and Air Conditioning on the game. And additionally, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley connecting clients with the future they envision. Phelps Towing out here in Michigan Center, 764-1921. Will be Transit Mix, who I'm sure would be glad to know that Cam Sherwood had a couple of buckets tonight. The fine Sherwood family, part of the Will be Transit Mix family.
Cam's done them proud tonight.
They have. I saw his mom here tonight.
Okay, good.
She'll definitely report back to the family.
Well, hopefully she reports that Hanover got a couple stops to make this a game here, because it's not been really as advertised so far. We thought this was going to be really tightly contested.
Trey Collins' bucket made it a 12-point game again, but there's an inbound and a quick shot by Watson off balance. Rebounded by the Comets. Soper stops, pulls it out. He's got Berkey Pyle on him right now. Skips it to the top for Sales. Now back to the right wing for Soper off the dribble. Takes it into the high post, into the corner. By alley, he's got Trey Collins on him. Soper comes back to get it. 4:08 to play, 57-45. Wallbaum now outside of the arc, left side. Sales gets an open look at a three. Short. Rebounded by one of the Collins, but it's knocked away by alley. And so it will be Cardinal ball with four to go. 57-45 lead. See if they run any kind of time off the clock.
I might go jump out and guard him myself and tell him you got a 12-point lead. Just take your time.
Trey gets a step into the high post, looking for Watson coming across the lane. It's knocked away, recovered though by Travis Collins. Gets it out to Berkey Pyle, gives it back to Trey Collins. He looks to penetrate again. And now we're going to draw a foul there. Looks like Sober maybe got him in the grill. Just the, this is the second team foul here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, there have not been many fouls called in this game, period. But if you're Hanover, you can start reaching for the ball, try and make some things happen. If you foul, you foul. You might need to anyway.
Yep, 3:38 to go. Inbound goes to Sharp. Looking to get it to Trey Collins. He does. Collins goes off the dribble, gets a step, in for a layup, and scores it. Coach Gaddy seemed all right with that play. 3:26 to go, 59-45. The lead goes back to 14. Collins steps in the passing lane there, gets the steal, and Wallbaum's going to come out and grab him. Stop him from getting a layup, and who knows, maybe a off-the-backboard dunk from Watson. they were all running after that one.
That was one where Coach Gaddy said, you know, you don't have to blow the whistle on that one.
Trey Collins brings it over to the timeline here for the Cardinals. 3:15 to go, and they lead it by 14. Trey Collins at the top, working against Sales. Gets a screen from Watson, who rolls. Trey Collins works through traffic. Couldn't get past the triple team. They knock it away, and Wallbaum with the steal. Brings it up the floor. Now goes to the basket, loses his footing. Scoops it away to Travis Collins. Got Trey Collins running the fast break. Drops it off for Berkey Pyle on a layup.
The Cardinals continue to keep the foot on the gas pedal, I guess.
I saw Coach Gaddy try to hustle out and grab some debris that was on the court. He might need one of those ankle braces. His wall bomb knocks down a triple. 2:37 to go. We get a timeout, 61-48. The full timeout. Let's take 60 seconds, and we'll come back and get the conclusion here. 2:37 to go, 61-48 Cardinals on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
37 remains here, 61-48 our score right now. Full court pressure here by the Comets. Get it to Watson. He's going to break it and give it up to Sharp. And we'll get a foul. It's a fourth team foul against Hanover Horton. So one more and we'll start sending Michigan Center to the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line.
If you're Coach Birch, it's worth a try. You pick somebody that might not get to the line much and you know just see if it can work.
Yeah.
But you got to start doing it now.
I said they didn't grab Berkey Pyle right away, and you probably don't want to send Trey Collins there. He goes off the dribble, and he does get bumped, so that'll be free throws for Trey, and he's been good at the line so far, and now we get a technical foul also.
Yeah, Sales picked up the personal, and I thought that was a pretty easy call.
Yeah.
He didn't like it, so that's going to be a second and third, as that counts as a personal as well.
Trey Collins alone at the free throw line currently with 2:27 to go. 61-48 our score here. You can join us tomorrow night back in action. Staying with the Cascades Conferences. Manchester in town to take on Grass Lake tomorrow night. We'll make the move out there to Grass Lake.
I'm excited to see the Warriors.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to look at an unbeaten Titans, but we do have them a couple times here late in the year. For our listeners, including a matchup with Wesley, who's been pretty good this year.
Coach Johns always has him playing well.
Collins gets a couple free throws to fall.
That's when you know you have it going on, too, when you can stand there. Because if you've never done that before, that's a tough feeling standing there all by yourself.
And knocks it down again.
Not tough for Trey tonight. 5 for 5 from the line.
And that one rolls off. Announcer jinx, but no. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line always on time. You don't pay a dime. And 2:27 to go here. 64-48 our score. Trey Collins will now keep the possession here for the Cardinals.
And if I'm the Cardinals, I plan on not taking a shot until sometime early Tuesday morning.
Travis Collins guarded up there by Alley. Give it up to Trey Collins. He's chased now by Alex Weir. Gets into the paint and scores it. Trey Collins just trying to salt away that player of the game award. It's comfortably in play. It's still 2 minutes to go. Weir gets into the paint, has his shot blocked. Trey Collins gets the loose ball, looking to run up the floor, gets into the air. Well, double clutch. And a blocking foul is going to go against Wooster. And that was another already on his way to the floor before the player got there. So they'll send Trey Collins to the free throw line on that one.
No, Steve, that was a good little nuance of officiating there. I think they were going to let that go if that went in since he missed.
Yeah.
He realized, okay, I got to reward him. Which in a game like this, I don't mind that at all.
Collins hits. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Tell you what, that working furnace is an important, vital part of a Michigan winter. New Year's isn't working. Get in touch with Aspen. Starters out of the game now for the Cardinals and enjoying what they feel like is a well-deserved victory. The 19-point lead at the free throw line and make it 20 if Collins is successful again.
So if you're him, do you miss so you can stay in?
Nope. He made it. That's the buzzer, and he'll go to the bench. So we've got a slew of new faces. Bradley and Finch, who've been in the game. Caden Layton. Additionally, though, we got Shane Bradbury and Jordan Withers. As Wooster takes a triple, no good. Batted to by Bradley to Finch, and the Cardinals get the rebound up the floor. And there's a Withers jumper for two, knocked down. 91 seconds left, 70-48.
Looks like his dad, Matt, with that jumper. At least Matt 10 years ago.
Wooster gives it up to Weir. Now to the top for Sherwood, left side by Alley. Spin move into the lane, double clutch, no good. Rebound tapped and out of bounds, last touch Cardinals. Comet ball, baseline. We got some folks in for the Comets also, worth mentioning. Weston Dick just into the game. Weir, also Adam Lay on the floor with Wooster and Sherwood.
If you're coaching Weir, don't you think you'd call him Weirzy?
Probably. Wooster gets a look at a three from the corner. Missed it off the heel. Rebound tapped by Sherwood and collected by Weir. His pass out to Sherwood knocked out of bounds. 102 to play. 70-48. Comet ball sideline. Wooster to inbound. It's in the backcourt for Lay. Now right side Weir. Off the dribble, left side, Sherwood open look for three, fires, and no. I thought for sure his charmed night was going to continue. Wooster gets it, though, and does knock down the three-pointer. 70-51. 45 seconds. Finch for the Cardinals into the corner from Withers. He goes off the dribble, skips it across. Coming around is Finch. Now right wing, Withers drives. Corner for Bradley, three-pointer, got it. Bradley missed a couple earlier, knocks that one down, and 73-51.
He needed to show that he's a shooter.
Sherwood out to the top for Wooster. Takes a couple dribbles, fires a three, no good. Sherwood rebounds and puts it back. Cam Sherwood with six. 9 seconds. 73-53. Looks like where we'll come to rest. Michigan Center with a big win. over Hanover Horton, continuing what's been kind of a Michigan Center edge to the little rivalry between the two schools. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here in the post game. Our final 73-53. We'll come back and get the scores, the totals, and wrap things up from Michigan Center, where the Cardinals beat the Comets tonight on WKHM.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here on the post game. 73-53 the final. Brian, coming into this game, I had mentioned Michigan Center and their losses. They had struggled to score, just 34 in a loss at Grass Lake, just 44 in a loss at Columbia Central, and then their loss against Onset. Again, no points. No problem with that tonight. 73 for the Cardinals, led by Trey Collins and Jaden Watson. And they get the W, makes them 14-4 on the year now, and 11-2 in the Cascades. And well on their way to having a nice little run here. They're going to be having a tough game, actually, tomorrow night. Wesley coming to visit, so that's a tough matchup.
The Cardinals are in a little gauntlet here. They had Onstead Saturday, Monday Hanover, Wednesday Leslie, and Friday Grass Lake. That's a tough five-day stretch. And, Steve, you mentioned their scoring outburst. You know, I know they have the talent to do so, but to do that against a top Hanover Horton defense is where it's really impressive. And we don't have Hanover stats in front of us, but I'm guessing that's the most points that they've given up this year.
Yeah, I don't have all of their stuff. Yep. They had losses against Grass Lake, gave up 53, Jonesville 51, and Leslie had 67 against them. So I trying to think about the rest of their matchups, and I can't imagine giving up much more than that to anyone else.
Yeah, that was, I'm sure Coach Gaddy will tell us, that might have been Michigan Center's best effort to date.
They committed to playing good on the defensive end, and I think that sparked them in the offensive side. Of course, Trey Collins and Jaden Watson with good individual efforts that, you know, you shoot like that, it's easy to have a good offensive output. They were knocking down shots, and that was important. Well, let's get the numbers for Hanover Horton in defeat tonight.
Okay, well, Jack Wooster had 3. Brody Baielli, nice game from the sophomore, with 7. Cam Sherwood also with a nice game off the bench with 6. John Walbum back in play with 10. J.J. Russ had 11. We had Braylon Sales with 2, Channing Hull with 2, and Luke Soper leading the way, but far under his season average with just 12 points today.
Yeah, we have seen Luke Soper play for few years now, and even another time this season, And Michigan Center did as good a job on him as we've seen. I think Michigan Center actually now, in my opinion, a little reputation of being able to take away that number one option for other teams. So nice job by the defense tonight to make it tough on Luke Soper. And if you can do that, it definitely slows down Hanover Horton.
Yeah, they have, you know, some people talk about two-headed offensive monsters. Well, the Spencer Berkey pile, Travis Collins, is their two-headed defensive monsters. Yeah. And they take turns, and both of them do a really good job on, like,
yeah, and as
said,
they were going out, that was Berkey pile walking by wondering how many Soper had. So you could tell he took that a little bit personally to try to hold him down.
Right. We've had kids come up and say, hey, do you know how many points I had?
Right.
But not very often do we hear the opposing guy and want to take that pride. Good for him.
Yeah. Defense is important, and it will be important if the Cardinals want to go out and get a district win. That's going to be a tough district to play in, so it's nice for them to be playing this well. As, believe it or not, there are not that many games left in this regular season. Before you know, it's going to be tournament time.
Are we down to 3 weeks? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to go fast.
Yeah, because some of that's going to be that Cascades Conference championship out of Spring Arbor, and we're moments away, really, it feels like, from regular season being over. So you want to see teams playing their best basketball right now, and I think Michigan Center can say that. Hanover Horton, meanwhile, back to the drawing board a little bit. They fall to 11-7 now on the year, and 9-4 in the league, and they've got, like we said, you mentioned Michigan Center with a gauntlet. They've got upcoming after Addison Wednesday night. They play Jonesville on the 7th and Columbia Central again on the 11th, so those are not something you pencil in as for sure wins.
Yeah, they might need a little help over there to win that West, but that's still in reach, and they're going to have to get on a little roll.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, how about the numbers for the Cardinals?
Well, the Cardinals had 2 from Miles Finch, 2 from Spencer Berkeypile, 5 from Caden Layton, 7 from Travis Collins, 2 from Jordan Withers, 3 from Mason Bradley. And then we talked about the two-headed defensive monster. Well, tonight there was a two-headed offensive monster, and that was Jaden Watson with 23 and Trey Collins with 29.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Watson, well, we were talking off the air, Watson probably had about 12 boards, maybe more than that. He had about 5 or 6 offensive boards in the game. Trey Collins would have had a handful of rebounds, too, some assists. But, if the two of them are going to play like that, in the postseason, Michigan Center is going to, you don't want to see them coming in your schedule. The problem is we don't know if they will, because they've had lapses too. So, but none of that tonight. They definitely played a great game tonight and got themselves the W. And I think it's Trey Collins. If we had to pick one player of the game, it's Trey Collins. But I'm saying co-players of the game for those two, head and shoulders above everybody on the floor tonight.
Yeah, it's hard to have a guy with 23 and 12 and not give him at least co-player of the game.
Yeah.
But if it was ever going to happen, Trey Collins is 29, and Trey also played good D and did all some other things too. So it wasn't just the scoring.
Yep,
good performance from both.
He gives you a couple steals a game, and what he really does for Coach Gaddy is gives you a reliable ball handler. You're not going to catch Trey Collins getting his pocket picked very often. If you get, you know, full court pressure or something, you can just about get it into his hands and let him, let him break that press. So that's a nice player to have, a nice tool to have if you're the Cardinals. And I had a conversation. We were mentioning Trey Collins, and I won't say who said it, but he said, that kid's a killer. He's a guy with, he's got a killer instinct out on the basketball court, is what he meant. And you saw that today. Once he knew he could get a step on his defender, he took a step, and he got in deep. And tonight he was scoring. Other nights it might be getting in there and feeding your three-point shooters or feeding Jaden Watson for layups. But tonight it was his calling his own number, and he was the most on fire on the night.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, we forget he's a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that. I had a couple coaches tell me, and they keep using the word, yeah, he's a dog.
Yeah.
And dog killer, call him what you want, but he's a player.
It all means the same thing. Yeah. He's a guy that, he has that understanding of the game, and he went out and executed that tonight to the tune of 29 points to lead the Cardinals over the Comets, 73-53, the final. All right, well, you and I are back in action tomorrow night. Join us about 6:45 as the Grass Lake Warriors host the Manchester Flying Dutchman, and I'm looking forward to that. Jackson College on Wednesday night, more high school basketball on Friday night. So, yeah, the season is ramping up to fever pitch. We go to that tournament, and then, the March Madness begins.
We've had some good ones in the last couple of years.
Yeah,
let's hope it continues. Definitely some good districts in the area.
Yeah, and you know what? We saw Coach Trope from Lumen Christi in the gym tonight. I'm looking forward to getting to see the Titans maybe a time or two again before the tournament, because they're going to be a tough out in the area. They're playing very well right now.
Yeah, I'm sure he is here looking to Hanover. That's in the district. So,
yep. Thank you to Luke Moorhead back in the studio tonight.
And our Jody McCabe producer. Bringing us cookies. Jody Let's McCabe thank her, too.
I know. Jeez, I'm going to have to eat some.
Sorry.
I turned out the sugar and calories, but I got to do it.
Oh, a Jody McCabe cookie is one of the best. You're just going to have to take this home.
I'll have to.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll wrap it up from here. Again, thanks to Luke Moorhead, the professor, Brian Haynes, and I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, 6:45.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.